Okay, I want to, and I'll, and April, you good?
Yep.
Yes, she's good.
Okay, and we're gonna call over the Board of School Trustees Friday, or excuse me, Monday, every day's Friday, Monday, May 4th, 2020, 6:31 PM. And as a reminder, we will on all votes today, April will do a roll call, so we can, you'll be asked to, on each vote, to say aye or nay, and on each one. So I need an approval of the agenda for this, for today's meeting, please.
Brad.
Move by Brad Marley.
Second, Tom.
Second, thank you, Tom. All in favor of the motion?
April roll call. So you can ask now. You gotta read each name and ask them for yay or nay.
Every.
Would it, and I'm happy to do that if it makes it
you
easier.
You want Alan to do it? Yes, please.
You want me to do it? Okay. Dr. Springer?
Aye.
Brad Marley?
Aye.
Tom Schott?
Aye.
Melissa Prochnow?
Aye.
Rachel Witt?
Aye.
Brian Bittner?
He disappeared.
I see him.
You did?
Frozen.
He's frozen.
Yeah, he's frozen.
Keep going.
Okay, we'll just, we'll go on to the next, if the motion still carries, and we'll move on to the approval of regular minutes of the April 6th, 2020 meeting of the Board of School Trustees.
Karen moves approval.
Moved by Dr. Springer.
Second.
Second by Melissa Prochnow. All in favor, I'll start with Brad Marley.
Aye.
Tom Schott.
Aye.
Melissa Prochnow.
Aye.
Rachel Witt.
Aye.
Brian Bittner.
Aye. Aye.
Karen Springer.
Aye.
Okay, the motion carries. I will vote as well, aye. And we'll move on to communication from the audience, current agenda items. April, are there any
no
comment there? Okay, none, Rocky, okay.
None.
Unfinished business? I have none. Academic achievement, Rocky?
Yes, just wanted to update the board on the U.S. News and World Report high school rankings that came out last week. West Lafayette Junior Senior High School ranked in the top 0.5% of the total nation for STEM education, and we were the top traditional high school. There were three non-traditional high schools ranked higher than us that accept students by application only. So I'm very proud of our staff, our students. It is a K through 12 celebration, and very happy to continue to be recognized of what we're doing in our schools to help our students to be academically successful.
Okay. Great. Anything else, Rocky, on that end?
No.
Okay. Academic achievement facilities updates. Rocky, too.
We are moving forward with the James R. Guy Education Wing. If you haven't been by the high school, the steel beams are going up, and pretty neat to now start seeing the structure going up at the junior senior high school. We went through our S&P rating for our bonds, and I'm proud to say that we received an AA minus bond rating, which is from what we hear from our bank specialist and our legal specialist, that that is a very difficult thing to get right now. And so we were well positioned in a variety of ways, academically, financially, to get this. And so our bond sale is tomorrow, and we're hoping for a great bond sale at a great rate. And I want to thank Ross, I want to thank Bob, I want to thank Ice Miller, I want to thank Baker Tilly for their work in helping us get this far.
Okay. Any questions or any comments from the group, please? Anything? All right. Thank you, Rocky. Now we'll move on to waiver of protected taxes, and Ross, the floor is yours.
Hey, make a comment. I've been on a couple of webinars today, and somehow every now and then I get timed out and I gotta log in. So if I go away, give me a minute and it'll come back. I don't know what's happening, but on the waiver of protected taxes, we do this every year. The circuit breaker is gonna be about $1 million in 2020. If we don't get a waiver of protected taxes, that means the full million would hit the operations fund. So with the protected waiver, they'll percentage out how much the debt levy is and how much the operations levy is. It'll divide it up. It'll probably hit the debt about $600,000 of the circuit breaker waiver and $400,000 on the operations fund. So this resolution just gives authority for me to proceed to go with this protected tax waiver request with the DLGF.
Okay. All right, need a motion, please.
Brad will move.
Moved by Brad Marley. I'm sorry?
Rachel will second.
Thank you, Rachel. Additional questions or discussion, please. Okay, hearing none, we'll start with the roll call vote. Brad Marley.
Aye.
Tom Schott?
Aye.
Melissa Prochnow?
Aye.
Rachel Witt?
Aye.
Okay, Brian Bittner?
Present. Okay. I really can't hear.
Aye, okay. And Karen Springer? Dr. Springer?
Aye.
Okay, the motion does carry, as I vote aye as well. Okay, we'll move on to student code of conduct and staff handbook revisions. And Dr. Killian, it's the floor is yours.
Our principals have been working on this. You have some revisions for your consideration. There'll be more forthcoming. So we're making the recommendation to accept these so that we can get them into print.
Still there, Rock?
Yep.
Okay, all right. That was a period at the end of your sentence, so okay, I'm sorry about that. Need a motion, please.
Karen will move it. Approval.
Moved by Dr. Springer.
Second, Tom.
Second by Tom Schott. Discussion, please. Hearing none, I'll move to a roll call vote. Brad Marley?
Aye.
Tom Schott?
Aye.
Melissa Prochnow?
Aye.
Rachel Witt?
Aye.
Brian Bittner?
Aye.
Karen Springer?
Aye.
And I vote aye as well. The motion does carry. Thank you. Let's move on to check removal, and Ross Sloat, it's back to you.
Okay, every year we ask you to delete checks that are over 2 years old, haven't been cashed. You see the list there. There's some that are the main school checking account, and others are ECA accounts checks. So we're asking for permission to cancel these checks.
Okay, need a motion, please.
Brad, so moved.
Moved by Brad Marley.
Second
by Melissa Prochnow. Discussion.
Ross, refresh us. What's the Regional Data Services Incorporated that didn't loan our $970?
Yeah, Regional Data was that was we had that was financial software we had that we up until 2013. And then we went to New World, and then we had them come back, and they did some historical data preserving for us back after 13. So I don't know, maybe they thought we overpaid. I'm not sure why they didn't cash the check, but that's who it was. So we really don't do any business with them anymore.
Thank you. Okay, any other questions, please? Okay, all in favor of the motion, I'll start with Brad Marley.
Aye.
Tom Schott.
Aye.
Melissa Prochnow.
Aye.
Rachel Witt. Rachel Witt.
Aye.
Okay, sorry. Brian Bittner.
Aye.
And Karen Springer.
Aye.
And Alan Karpik also votes aye. The motion carries. Thank you. And authorization to borrow slash tax warrants. And Ross, back to you.
Yeah, with the COVID issue and everything, you know, you understand that people have until I think July 10th or so to pay their property tax without a penalty. So we anticipate some late property tax payments, and it could impact our cash flow. I've been checking with the county auditor. At this point, they have about 28% of collections, which is basically bank escrowed property tax, which is really pretty close to the target. It's what we've had in prior years.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, May 10th your normal date. So we'll see what the collections are. I've done some projections. If they have a delayed collection and be able to get a pretty good percentage of that June settlement in August, will be pretty good shape. If they delay it and they don't give you that August settlement till December, it is get pretty close. Now, my cash flow so far would show we're, you know, we got cash balance we can cover. I'm not concerned, but if something goes south on us here, we're not anticipating, I'd like authority to borrow. Because the deadline's end of May, you know, to put an application in. And I really don't think we will, but I'm kind of watching the situation and to see what might happen. And so there's no, I don't have a resolution. It's just a motion that would give me authority. You know, I'd say if we did have to borrow, it'd be in the range of 3 to 5 million. Typically we collect about, you know, about 5 or 6 million in June. And so that would all be delayed till either August or December. So it's kind of a preventive measurement. I don't think we'll need to do it, but I'm just would be prepared in case something would happen if we have to move in that direction. So a matter of just get, you know, a motion that would give me the authority in Rocky to do a tax warrant with Indiana Bond Bank. We used to do this back in 2010, 11, I think, until we generated a referendum. And at that point, then for several years, we've not borrowed and no need to borrow. So it's kind of a precautionary move at this point.
Yeah, we used to do it a lot. I know back in 2007 and 8, Karen, I remember that. Every time this came up. Okay, I need a motion, please.
I'll move, Melissa.
Moved by Melissa Prochnow.
Brian, second.
Brian Bittner, second. Discussion, please.
And keep in mind that we're not sure where things are going to fall over the next 6 to 18 months. If you might recall, back in 2009, there were lots of state adjustments to public schools. So it's hard to predict what's going to happen over the next 6 to 18 to 24 months. Ross has been paying attention to what we're hearing out of the Indiana Association of School Board Officers Association, and paying attention to what the Superintendent's Association is also giving some feedback. So we're going to have to be very nimble here as things move forward. And if financial adjustments occur, we're going to have to be ready to take the appropriate steps to make sure that expenditures aren't exceeding revenue, and if we get cuts, we're going to have to be prepared to deal with those as well. So just keep that on the forefront of your thoughts as we move forward, and Ross and I will do whatever we can creatively to try to make sure that we can maintain our schools, maintain our staff. It's all dependent upon what the state is going to do and what the federal government's going to do over the next, like I said, 6, 18, 24 months.
Okay. Any other comments or questions before we vote? Okay, all in favor of the motion, I'll start with Brad Marley.
Aye.
Tom Schott.
Aye.
Melissa Prochnow.
Aye,
thank you. Rachel Witt.
Aye.
Brian Bittner.
Aye.
And Karen Springer.
Aye.
And Alan Karpik also votes aye, and the motion does carry. Thank you. And I had called this afternoon. I think it's important that we obviously on the entire financial situation is to, we got to kind of take it a step at a time. And I know that Ross and Rocky are looking closely. Our options are going to be, but we really don't have all the variables yet. So pleased that we obviously were all thinking about where that may be at some point in time. 2021 budget calendar, and Ross, the floor is yours.
Ross is having a technical issue. Nice. We're working on it here.
Ross is frozen. See that, he knows how to hold still.
We're going to try to get him back in.
I see him.
Yeah, I see him too. He looks good in a picture frame.
I don't even see him in mine.
Oh.
Yeah. I've lost him.
Ross, if you can hear me, why don't you log out and come back in? All right, I'm going to call him. He's stuck. That's what he gets for having that crazy Wi-Fi out in Elkhart. Hang on just a second, and we're going to take a pause here. Let me get him on the line. This is why I don't like this stuff. I like using what I was using last time, Mr. Brandon. Just thought I'd mention that to him while he's listening. It worked for me. All right, let's see if I can get him on.
Yeah, every time you talk, Rachel, I see your lips moving, but I don't hear you for a few minutes.
She was on mute. Rachel
was on mute.
I'm trying to visit
the
better place
in
my house,
which is
not.
Here we go.
Watch
this.
All right, Ross, you're up.
Which one are we on? Budget calendar?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I've asked that. You can see the significant dates would be the when we review the budgets, August 19th. Our September 1 would be our public hearing. That's a record board meeting. And October 5th would be the adoption meeting. And you can see the other dates. So it's similar to last year. And each year they reduce a little bit of what we have to advertise and post. So that's why it has fewer dates in it. But this would be the guide we'd follow for the 2021 budget.
Okay. So we need a motion to approve the budget calendar, please.
Karen moves approval.
Moved by
Brad second.
And second by, moved by Karen Springer, moved to second by Brad Marley. Discussion, please. Questions? Okay, all in favor of the motion, we'll start with Brad Marley.
Aye.
Tom Schott.
Aye.
Melissa Prochnow.
Aye.
Rachel Witt.
Aye.
Good. Brian Bittner.
Aye.
And Karen Springer.
Aye.
Okay, and Alan Karpik also votes aye, and the motion does carry. Thank you. Arbitrage agreement. Ross, it's back to you.
Yeah, we have the arbitrage agreement, which is for the 2018 bond, which, you know, there's an arbitrage calculated to be sure that you didn't earn more interest than what you paid, and there's a formula for that, and this is required So we've asked Ice Miller, who's, you know, been our barn underwriter, will undertake this for us. I think the price there is going to range from $2,500 to $3,500, but it's something we need to do to keep in compliance with our bond sales. So we recommend here we accept this agreement with Ice Miller.
Okay. Need a motion, please?
Move to approve, Rachel.
Okay, second, please.
Brad will second.
Okay, moved by Rachel Witt, second by Brad Marley. Discussion, please. Questions? Okay, all in favor of the motion, start with Brad Marley.
Oh, aye, sorry.
Okay, Tom Schott?
Aye.
Melissa Frostow?
Aye.
Rachel Witt?
Aye.
Ryan Bittner?
Aye.
Karen Springer?
Aye.
And Alan Karpik also votes aye, and the motion does carry. Thank you. We'll move on to textbook rental fees. And Ross Lowe.
Okay, we're looking at the textbook rental fees for starting this fall, and you can see the principals put together summaries on each section. So grades first, second, third, a slight increase. You can see that the increase due to the handwriting workbooks, and they've been attached to other detail within that packet. Grades 4, 5, and 6, one big increase was with consumables, I think, for fifth grade. They did some change in their writing requirements, and that caused some of the change, and you can see the other adjustments. For the junior senior, one big change is the device rent. More of the devices for each student. This can be added to the book rental, $60. And they can waive it if they don't need the device. They can decline it. Otherwise, that fee would be attached to their rental fees. Their other fees are, you know, like gonna send you a new book for French, new AP course, some increased fees in industrial tech. They've Project Lead the Way changed some requirements, so we had to upgrade some things in that area. So I'd recommend your consideration of these textbook grades.
Okay. Need a motion, please.
Karen moves approval.
Moved by Dr. Sucker.
Tom second.
Second by Tom Schott. Discussion, please. Questions?
So Ross, to clarify on the device, so it'll actually be on there about the click that they don't want it.
What we need to do in the future is raise your hand. It does the same thing.
Tell me the question again.
Thinking about that.
On the device rental, just so I understand, so it'll be an automatic charge, but they can elect to click to opt out of it.
Yes, they can opt out. If they don't need a device, they can opt out. Correct.
Okay. Other questions?
I have a question on that. How are we handling maintenance, loss, breakage? Those kinds of issues with the devices.
Yeah, that was Brandon had that before. I was in the packet last time where he's, you know, up to a certain amount the corporation absorbed, but then, you know, if it's lost or, you know, they'll have to pay off the fee, you know, because basically looking at $60 covers for 4 years. You know, $60 is for 1 year. So if you're a freshman or, you know, a lower grade, you're gonna pay the $60 for 4 years.
He's back.
If not, you know, you lose it, then you'll have to pay off the, you know, you paid 1 year, $60, you're gonna have to pay 3 more years to pay off the rental fee for the term, because that's the value of the device, and then you would get another device.
Is there an insurance policy for parents to purchase so that they would not have to pay that much if the device is broken or damaged?
Well, I'm trying to think back what Brandon had in there. I think there is some coverage included, but but if it's okay. completely gone, it's not enough to cover the whole unit.
No, I just know from my own personal child experience that the backpacks can tend to be fairly heavy, and he's broken a phone screen just having it in his backpack with, you know, in a case. So I just would, you know, wonder. I know that there was something about requiring certain protection in the form of a backpack that he had in that packet. I just couldn't recall if there was an insurance that went along with that or not.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Brandon had that detailed out. Now it kind of skates my memory. Seemed like there was some partial insurance. I'm not sure it replaced the whole unit. I don't know, Froggy, if you remember what he talked about there or not.
Okay, any other questions?
Yeah, sorry, one more.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can families get assistance with that particular fee? Will that fall under free and reduced?
That's a good question. It falls under free and reduced like other textbook fees. So if a student applies for free and reduced, it would either be free or reduced, just like if it was a textbook.
Hey, Alan. Alan.
Go ahead.
Bob said that if you wanted to make the roll call a little easier, you could ask for a show of hands, and they could raise their hands, and then you could indicate how many hands went up and whose didn't.
Okay, I just didn't know if they needed that for a verbal reasoning on the audio portion, but that'd be fine. I will do that. Okay, any other questions on textbook rental? Comments?
Just try to speed things up.
Okay, all in favor, we'll try by a show of hands here. Raise your hand, please. I see Karen Springer, Brad Marley, Tom Schott. I'm not seeing Rachel.
Rachel.
There.
And Brian, the motion carries, and 7-0. Okay, and now we'll move on to enrollment update. This is information only, and this is Roger Killian.
Well, as you might guess, it's very hard to determine what's going to happen in the fall. And we're going to be delayed, in my opinion, of making some estimates about enrollment, about what's going to be happening with regard to the start of school. So what I'm instructing the principals and the administration staff, what we would like to start with is we will replace those who resign or retire, but we're not looking at adding any new positions unless it is something that is we've already planned for, like what we're going to get to here shortly at the intermediate school. So it's my hope that in the next week or so, I'll be sending out a timeline of opening up West, how we're going to try to do it in stages of opening up our school district. And it's all based upon, of course, what we hear from the governor after July 4th with the start of school. So a lot of unknowns, and it's hard to predict where we're going to be with enrollment, but we'll try to figure out some process as we get closer to June and July to figure out what we're going to need to do, plus also having a plan in place as we gradually try to open up opening up our schools, and waiting to see what the governor announces right after July 4th for the start of next school year.
Okay. Any questions, please?
I have a question. Rocky, have we had a lot of response from parents with the online registration for kindergarten? I don't need exact numbers, but have people been responding to that?
You know, I'd have to look into it. I haven't asked Amber, but I'll get that information and get it to you all.
Okay, thank you.
Rocky, do you have any sense, either personally or from people you've talked to, do you think there'll be an increase in homeschooling, or that people are afraid to send kids back to school, or too early to tell, or just what's your gut tell you on that?
Well, I think it all depends on what the rollout is for the public schools in the fall and where the curve is with regards to COVID-19. So if the curve is flattened and some of the things seem to be doing well as we open up over the summer, I think it'll be a much stronger case to have school. If, however, there are more cases and the curve isn't flattening, then if we are open and it would be wiser that we weren't, then I think you will see parents making that decision to homeschool until such a time they feel better about it. So I think it's too early to tell, and I think it all depends what happens over the next couple of months as Indiana gradually opens back up.
Thanks. Okay. Any other comments at all on the enrollment update? Okay, we'll move on to glass decentralization agreement, and Rocky, it's back to you.
I can honestly say this has been a labor of love or something of that nature. We went through four revisions already today, so that's why you got multiple revisions. But this is a decentralization process for GLASS that we've been working on for the last several years to give each school district a little bit more control over our special education programming. That's one of the reasons we put a special ed director in place the last couple of years. And so we're now at the point where we're going to take more ownership of our programming. And over the next few years, there's still some things that we're gonna have to work on with regards to programming. Can we buy seats in other school districts that have openings for certain programs that we only might have a few kiddos for, etc.? But this is a first start or a first step in this decentralization of taking over the programs, and there'll be more agreements forthcoming as we get through the next year or two.
Okay, we need a motion then to accept the decentralization agreement.
Karen motions approval.
Moved by Karen Springer. Tom, a second. I think Rachel Witt actually was in there first. She'll be the second. The first for the second. Discussion, please, your questions. Okay, all in favor of the motion, raise your hand. I am seeing hands. I'm going to read everybody through here. I am seeing hands by everyone. So the motion does carry 7-0. Thank you. Does that work, Bob Riley?
That's perfect.
All right.
That works. That works.
All right. Let's move on to 2020-21 lunch prices in Ross Slope.
Yeah, for we have the food service, like it says on the memo, does a paid lunch equity tool, which we have to comply with because we get reimbursed from the feds for lunches. It says we could charge up to $3.05 or $2.82 average right now. You can only increase up to 10 cents to do that. We've not taken full advantage of everything to do that. I mean, so our average, you know, we can't go up 10 cents, more 10 cents. So you can see an adjustment there. Elementary school lunch goes up 20 cents, intermediate up 5, junior senior high up 5 cents, adult no change, breakfast, elementary and intermediate no change, but breakfast for junior high and senior high up 15 cents, and adult breakfast. So, you know, we have more expense now. We're operating 3 cafeterias, we got more employees, we got a lot more going on. So I, you know, and we're justified in increasing this. So I'd recommend that these prices be adjusted per Courtney's request.
Okay. Need a motion, please.
Brad will move.
Moved by Brad Marley.
Tom will second.
Second by Tom Schott. Discussion, please. Questions? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please raise your right hand. I am seeing a 7-0 vote. I include myself. And
what if they raise their left hand?
Performing arts at Willis, and we'll move back to Rocky Killian.
So, when we built Willis, you might recall we invested in the fine arts, the performing arts section, and we're one of the probably few school districts in the nation for grades 4 through 6 that has a building with orchestra, band, and choir room separate. So I appreciate the investment in the performing arts, and we've been committed to that for many years before I came and since. So we have now that we built the school, one of the charges that we had with in strategic planning and some of the action plans that we talked about with strategic plan was that of adding band and orchestra into our regular school days, so students didn't have to show up early before school. So Margaret and her team, along with the band and orchestra directors, have worked tirelessly to try to come up with a way to do this without adding additional staff. And thanks to the collaboration that we have between the junior senior high school and Ron and Margaret and Amber, because this was three of them working together on this, we are able to implement band and orchestra at the intermediate school starting next year. And so what the adjustment's going to have to be, we had a halftime PE teacher at Willis, and then he was going over to Wellis for the other halftime position. So Margaret needs that halftime full-time to cover some of the specials additions that she's created in order to create these blocks for the orchestra and the band. Thus, we're going to request of the board a halftime PE position at the elementary school, and we're going to be able to share a junior senior high school PE teacher between the junior senior high school and elementary school, and it won't cost us any more to have this halftime position, but I need approval of the halftime position so that that individual can go between the two schools for that particular position. So approval of the inclusion of band and orchestra for curriculum and instruction at the intermediate school, and approval for that halftime position at the elementary school, which will be covered by a junior senior high school's PE teacher.
Okay, be a motion, please.
So moved.
Moved by Rachel Witt.
Second.
Second by Melissa Prock. Now discussion, please. Questions?
I just really want to say I've been so impressed watching everybody work together on this one. I'm so thrilled for students. It's a big deal.
Okay, good. Thank you. Any other comments?
Yeah, the recent I'm blanking out on the acronym, but the committee that Rachel and I served on looking at the strategic plan implementation action steps and so forth, this was something that all the participants agreed was a top need in our school corporation. So I did owe Rocky the appreciation extended to the principals and the staff for getting this done.
Okay, great. Anything else? Any other comments? Okay, all in favor of the motion, the two motions in essence for this, please raise your right hand. I'm scrolling on the screen. I am seeing
Rachel's
right hands from everyone. So the motion does carry April 7-0.
I saw
it. We never see your hand.
I raise it, but did I lower it? It's up.
I'm just really happy to have 7 AMs. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. We'll move on to cancellation of July 6th board meeting.
So we normally cancel the July 6th or the July board meeting. However, what I'd like to also say that being there's a lot of unknowns moving forward, just be open to the idea that if something happens that we need to get everybody together prior to the start of school, we may have to call a later meeting. But right now, I don't foresee needing a July 6th meeting until we have more information from the governor's office of what's going to happen in the fall.
Okay, we'll make it as a motion then to contingent. I have a contingent cancellation of the July 6th board meeting. Need a motion, please.
Brad will move.
Moved by Brad Marley.
Tom will second.
Second by Tom Schott. Discussion? Questions? I think that makes sense, Rocky. It may be very, necessary for us to get back together, but I think that's a good move. All in favor of the motion, I will raise my right hand. Please say aye. And I am looking at the screen, and I am seeing 7 hands raised. Not all at the same time without scrolling, but they're all there. April, motion carries 7-0. Thank you. Personnel report and Dr. Killian.
Make a recommendation that all the names listed recommendations be approved.
Okay. Need a motion, please.
Moved by Karen.
Brian, move it.
Second by
Brian.
Brian. The move by Dr. Springer, second by Brian Bittner. Discussion, please. Okay, all in favor of the motion, raise your right hand. And once again, I am seeing 6 right hands, and I'm looking at my own. That would make 7. The motion does carry. Thank you. Personnel report is accepted. Accounts payable, and Ross, back to you.
Yeah, we have $1 million.
Hang on, Ross. Okay, go.
On the total account, $2,136,910.83. Now, includes one payroll. Last board meeting, we had April 5th payroll, so that's not in here. That's why we have April 20th only. However, the deductions and other expense for April 5th are included in this total. We had to pay the Career Academy about $25,293 for our quarterly fee to them. Glass quarterly payment was $270,000. Skyworks, which is our student software, $22,000 for the software agreement renewal. And then trying to clarify a little bit on the Huntington card, that one amount, there was a $25,000 amount since travel. We're still working with it, clarifying that. So we attached a document and give some more detail. But of that $25,000 big number, $16,000 was for laptops for Craig Schaefer's room. It replaced those, and then there were some other teacher laptops included in that cost. So we'll try to keep up and provide you detail on those types of things. So that'd be our recommendation for the claims.
Okay. Need a motion, please. I think I heard a move by Rachel Witt, second by Tom Schott. Discussion, questions? Hearing none, now all in favor of the motion, please raise your right hand, of which I have mine raised. And I am seeing everyone's hands raised, including myself. The motion does carry 7-0. Thank you, Ross, for that. And we'll move on to information to the board, of which I have none. Board and superintendent reports. If there's anything for the good of the order there, I do know this week is Teacher Appreciation Week. I think it goes without saying, we all know of our colleagues that are teaching right now. This is a pretty, very challenging time for all of them to make this work. And I think the effort's been pretty extraordinary from everything I can gather. I know, Tom, you've got obviously somebody in the household that's doing it as well. But I just wanted to make sure that we do, as a board, recognize Teacher Appreciation Week, especially during this difficult time. Any other comments for the good, Rocky? I don't know if you have anything else to add to my comment.
Yes, sometime this week we'll be sending out a special communication to our staff, to our teachers. I'm trying to get a couple of special things attached to that. It'll be on behalf of the school board and the administration, recognizing them. So we're going to be working on that. We did have a virtual teacher discussion meeting. We discussed construction projects, current e-learning issues. We discussed some possibilities of what the fall might look like. So a couple of things that we discussed. Tomorrow I'm meeting with the administration team, and we're going to hopefully finalize some kind of a staged plan to open up our buildings gradually, open up events and practices gradually based upon the timelines given to us by the Tippecanoe County Board of Health, by the governor's office. And then we're also planning on a social distancing graduation ceremony July 17th. Be in the Barbarian Gym if we can pull it off, and as long as we're allowed to do that. There'll be more information forthcoming once we're assured that we can have some kind of social distancing graduation. We weren't allowed to do anything in Tippecanoe County towards that through the end of June. So July's in question until we get more information. And then if we're not allowed to do that, then the administration is going to work on a virtual type of graduation process to recognize our seniors. For those that will be on vacation, for those that can't attend, if we do hold an indoor graduation ceremony, we will try to do some type of a virtual broadcasting of that as well, so people can capture that or be a part of that. So there'll be more information coming, and I suspect sometime next week I'll be able to communicate more about our plans for May, June, and looking into July, and trying to have multiple options available as we move forward towards the 2021 school year.
Okay, anything else around the horn on any other activities or things for the good of the order at this point?
Alan, a couple things for the foundation. We didn't meet, you mentioned Teacher Appreciation Week. They started kind of a mini campaign this week where you can make a donation in honor of a teacher. So if you're able, and it's on their website. Along those lines, their $5,000 goal for gift cards was achieved, and then some. I didn't get a final amount, but every teacher did get a $30 gift card from the foundation, which was nice. So a couple of things going on there with the teachers.
Okay, Rick, I got an email today with respect to that teacher appreciation donation drive. Yeah. So, probably is in your inbox somewhere. I'm sorry, I interrupted somebody. Was it Rachel?
Nope, that was me. I just wanted to mention that we had the Public Schools Foundation of Tippecanoe County did grant 2 grants, which is a packet, but I just want to recognize Nicole Spurlock and Cassie Adi, both from the elementary school, for their grant submissions to that organization. And also the Cupcake Run is registering for September 20th.
Okay. Very good. Anything else?
Or 2 things. One, that's actually Mrs. Fertilup's second grant through Public Schools Foundation, which is really persistent in trying to get those. So I really want to make sure that in gymnasium is too small, that we could use a larger facility and get it done for Christmas commencement?
Well, it all depends on what the social distancing requirements are, and so the reason we did the... That's the reason we did the Barbarian Gym, is because it was a smaller venue, and we're anticipating that we're not going to be able to get a lot of people together at any given point. So we think we can make it work. We have looked at Elliott. We looked at other places, but there are costs, great costs associated with it. So we felt most comfortable trying to do it in a very contained way at Barbarian Gym, based upon the social distancing requirements. And it may be just having families separated by 10, 15, 20 feet apart, and having families come into the middle of the gym and be recognized, but not, and having the diplomas just laying there on the table in some organized way where they pick it up, so there's no social interaction. So there's a lot of unknowns, but we're just trying to do something that will recognize them if we can pull it off. We had thought about Straley Field, but if you think middle of July, you know, the weather, the heat, and we were advised by Tippecanoe County Board of Health to stay away from bleachers, to stay away from getting people in stands. So we've got a lot of moving parts here. So we made those considerations, but we thought it was the best way to contain and confine and direct was within our own Barbarian Gym.
Okay. All right, anything else? I'll April, anything else from any comments in the chat room, communication from the audience, non-agenda items?
Yes, we've got several.
Okay.
So Mary Del Forbes writes, we'd never be able to receive recognition in U.S. News and World Report and other outlets without the support of our administration, school board, education foundation, support staff, community, and parents. The teachers know you have our backs, and we would like to thank you profusely for your continuous support. Speaking of STEM, several high school students earned individual first place honors today in math and social studies for the Senior Academic Super Bowl conducted online. Adam Ernest in particular received a perfect score in math, 50 questions, well done. And then
commenting on the orchestra.
And then Margaret has a comment about the performing performance groups at Willis. We are thrilled to have this become a possibility for our students. Many people were involved in this, and I'm grateful to them for all helping make this something possible, make this possible for the students.
Okay. Anything else, Rocky?
That's it.
All right, great. Thank you. Both bits of good news there. Our next week board meeting will be Monday, June the 1st at 6:30 p.m. We'll see how we'll be with it. We'll do this electronically again or do it in person. This format's not all bad. Need a motion for adjournment.
I don't like the technology piece of this stuff. This is rough.
I'd actually like to see everybody.
And June 1st, just keep on your calendar, if we do hold a in-person meeting, it'll be at Willis, so we can spread out social distance as long as we keep the number of people under the CDC recommendations for the quantity of people within a gathering. And if we could pull it off, we'll figure out a way to honor our retirees, depending upon where we are then with regards to the situation. So more to come on that, but we're leaning towards a blend of an in-person, virtual, June 1st, 6:30 p.m. Willis, all spread out, and trying to somehow recognize our retirees.
All right, sounds good. Need a motion for adjournment, please.
So move, Brad.
Melissa. Second by Melissa. All in favor of the motion, please say aye. Or no, we'll raise your right hand, and I'm going to could say, I'm gonna bet we have seven hands up. The motion does carry 7-0, and we are adjourned. I want to thank April and Rocky and all of you for making this work, and I hope everybody stays safe and healthy over the next period of time. And it would be great to be able to be in person on the 1st of June. It would be a good thing. So be safe, everybody. Thanks to all, and we'll look forward to talking to you guys again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Take care.
Bye.
Take
care. Bye.
Ross, I'm getting tired of holding you. See you, bub. Oh.